open windows, December the 9th. The open eyes of the heart. Jesus said, "Do you understand these things?" "Yes," they said, "we do." Then he added, "Every teacher of religious law who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who brings from his storeroom new gems of truth as well as old." Matthew 13, 51 and 52. Have you got a heart for the Lord? Have you got a heart for the kingdom of God? Really, is this a heart matter? The Lord says that if you really have a heart, that is going to mean spiritual understanding. There are people whose good hearts are not rebellious to the Lord. They are not the people who say, "I will not have the Lord's words." They make a response to the Lord, and it comes from their hearts. But some good people have reservations. Some very good people say, "Now if I go all out for the Lord, you know what my friends will think of me. Do you know what the people in my church would say about me? And you know, perhaps my position in business will be interfered with. I must be very careful. I must not lose my influence with others. I must think about what other people will think and say. Now my committee expects this of me. If I really go all out for the Lord, my committee will be very angry. Perhaps they will ask me to resign." Do you see what I mean? Very good people, but they are influenced by policy. I was talking to a man once, and as I talked to him, he saw what I was meaning. And when I was finished, this is what he said. "Yes, Mr. Sparks, you're right. I quite agree with you. But if I was to go that way that you are going, I should offend all my friends. And in my work for the Lord, people would begin to withdraw their support with money. So I must think about my people and about the Lord's work." Very good people, very devoted to the Lord. There is no doubt about it that they love the Lord. But do you see their reservations? It says about Caleb in the Old Testament that he had another spirit and that he wholly followed the Lord. I say to you, have you understood all these things? I have much more to say to you about spiritual understanding. But oh, how important it is that I should have eyes to see. To see behind the things that are said and done, and see the meaning of the Lord. These people only heard his words and saw his works, but they didn't understand the meaning. Oh, and they lost so much. Ask the Lord to give you spiritual understanding. And if you don't understand, don't say, "I don't understand." Go to the Lord and say, "Lord, make me understand. Open the eyes of my heart." That will show that you mean business with the Lord. And if you mean business with the Lord will mean business with you.